Hello and welcome to the Audio Drama Production Podcast. My name is Robert and I'm here once again in the car with Matthew.
You are indeed. Good day to you.
And good day to you. We're talking about staying creative. That's when you're working on a story and you're staring at it and it's
Hey Victor, what are you listening to?
These? It's called the Audio Drama Production Podcast. I would say it's the premier source for all you need to know about audio drama production. I especially appreciate their love for their finer things, like The Pint.
Oh yeah, I love their podcast. I had no clue you were the creative type. They definitely know their stuff.
Yes, a fan of audio drama, eh?
Absolutely. I started off as a kid listening to oldies like We're Alive.
Let me tell you where it's at, Nias. A little audio drama called Leviathan Chronicles, where, you see, this woman...
Wait, Victor, turn that up a moment. What's going on?
Oh, no, not again.
I told you, we shouldn't be using the DeLorean studio anymore.
Aye, well, whose idea was it to do a live episode on the same weekend as the National Lawnmower Convention anyway?
This isn't
Don't
good.
You put this on
My
me.
My thoughts exactly.
We had a studio lined up. You're the one who decided
Nick,
to use a laptop Patreon money on a few pints last
Let's do
weekend.
It. Nick, plot a course for Fife, Scotland.
Ready now, aligned with Earth.
At least these races
Aye.
Are
Engaging jump engines.
Look at that one go.
My money's on the blue one with a twin turbo.
Well then, folks, looks like we're going to have to postpone this week's show.
Yeah, I would really like to apologise for... Wait, what's that?
Still confirmed. Take it away, boys.
Lagvruko!
Well, I didn't expect to see that, did you?
Absolutely not. Well, you want to go for a pint then?
I suppose, aye. Let's go.
Yes, indeed. Hello, it's the Audio Drama Production Podcast again. It's me, Robert, and Mr. Matthew, and we're here to tell you all about the making of audio drama.
Yeah, big thanks to Justin Fife and Ron Rose, great friends of the show, for doing that wee intro for us. They're the creators of the Nova Dark audio drama. We'll stick a link in the show notes to that. So thanks very much to those guys for making that for us to... Open the show with a bang.
Yeah.
Bit of a special episode, this one, of the Audio Drama Production Podcast. I'll just say straight up front, like, if you're a new listener, if this is the very first episode of this podcast that you've ever listened to, this definitely isn't the best episode to start with. The best ones to start with are actually, like, the last four that we've done. So I think it was episodes 98 to 101. Because they're four great episodes featuring mm-hmm. loads of different contributions, whereas this episode is pretty much a wee announcement about the future of this very podcast. And, well, straight up front, the fact that you and I, Robert, are going to be standing aside from our duties as presenters and giving someone else a shot, aren't we? So it's a bit of a poignant episode for us, isn't it? We're sitting in the car here, possibly for the very last time. We've got a lot of memories, but mm-hmm. here we are.
Yeah, it's been a while. We're going to concentrate on the making of audio drama, funnily enough, and maybe we'll go back through all the episodes and try and pick up all the bits that we missed ourselves or have forgotten and see if we can actually make some decent stuff worth listening to in terms of audio drama.
Yeah, so we started this podcast back in July of 2014. As we said at the time, back then, we didn't start it because we thought that we knew everything. You know, we still definitely don't know everything. We started it because we were making audio drama, we wanted to learn more, and we wanted the opportunity to talk about what we'd learned and help people that were starting out in their journey, and as well as, you know, get access to people in the medium that were far ahead of us, speak to them, try and learn for them, and just create a culture of learning in the medium where we could all exchange ideas and all improve separately in what we're doing. And, you know, the podcast, Robert, it succeeded far more than I'd ever hoped. You know, it really has, from a personal point of view, you know, I know far more than I did at the start. I'm sure you're the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, I'd like to think that you as the listener, whether you've been listening for the last four or five episodes or from the very start, it has helped you in some way. You know, whether it's the discussions we've had or the great interviews we've had or the special episodes that we've done. It's been such an enjoyable process, hasn't it? You know, I'm really happy with the way that the podcast has gone so far.
Yeah, I mean, look at the community, the Facebook group alone. Was there 800 members or something?
Yeah, it's kicking on for 9 now.
Wow. I mean, we remember when we got our first member and we're like, oh, we've got one at least. So hopefully we'll have as many members in the group as presenters. And then we got 2, and that's 2.5 years and 900 members. And they're not all there for us either. They're there talking to each other.
No, that's it. I mean, I don't even think everyone in there listens to the show, and that's totally fair enough. What's been great as well, because obviously the last couple of years for audio drama and audio fiction, we're seeing real growth now. We're seeing a lot of new shows to the point now where it gets actually quite hard to keep up with shows. You know, you find a show on Twitter, you get talking to them, and you've not heard of them before, and they've been going for a while, and that's great. You know, we're getting out of this, like, I wouldn't say we were ever small time, but it's becoming a very big medium now, which is exciting. We've seen a lot of, over the past few years, a lot of collaborations between people, a lot of people working together on projects, getting involved in projects, and audio drama and fiction podcasting, it's a great space to be in at the moment, and it's an exciting time for the medium, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a regular discussion on the internet about whether or not it's mainstream. It depends on your definition of mainstream. Some people are saying we're going mainstream now. Others are saying, well, actually, we've been mainstream for a long time. Either way, you can't argue that it's getting bigger and bigger and more big names are getting involved. And it really is an exciting time. The future that we'd planned and hoped for is finally happening.
And we, because of the growth of this medium, we really want this podcast to be part of that. And in our current circumstances, you know, as well as having done this for a couple of years now, we talked for a while about trying to get fresh voices, fresh perspectives into the show. And also we're struggling to commit. You know, our schedules don't exactly match up at the moment. Mm. And we could only really, we couldn't do it justice, basically. And I think the podcast might have fell behind a wee bit. The time that we do have, we want to be concentrating on making audio drama, because if we're not doing that, you know, what right do we really have to to be turning up on this show and talking about making it? So we've been talking about this for a long time now. It's not a knee-jerk discussion. Robert and I had a discussion, and then we approached who we wanted to take over from us, and they were happy to do that. And I'll let you know now, that's Fiona Thrail and Sarah Golden. So we kind of handpicked them and asked them if they were interested, and were delighted that they said yes. So Fiona, she's been in the audio drama game longer than we have. You know, she's worked on a lot of different stuff. I think she did work for Pendant back in the day, done stuff for Cooperantum Audio. She's also a voice actor as well in a lot of different shows. Sarah, a bit newer to the medium, but just has a great knowledge and passion for the whole thing. You know, I think she's pretty much at the beginning of her production journey, learning how to actually, like, edit the audio and mix shows and that. But I think that's a good thing for this podcast, to have someone sort of at that level. You know, we never wanted to get to the stage in this show where we were getting really technical and kind of alienating the newer listeners, because the aim of this podcast is really that it has to get you up and running with audio drama.
Yeah.
When you get deep into sound theory and equipment and stuff like that, we won't obviously cover that, but
there are plenty of videos on YouTube that will show you exactly how to deal with the spectral analysis and all that.
Yeah. Visual stuff, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
A big welcome to Fiona and Sarah, who are going to take over as presenters of this show. And in 2017, we're looking to make it a fortnightly podcast. So Robert and I are staying involved in the background. I think executive producer is a term we could call ourselves.
Consultant.
So we're staying involved in the show. And you might hear us for time to time. Like, I've still got a couple of interviews I recorded. We'll maybe still get on the show at some point.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's it's time for new voices, and I'm really excited to see what Sarah and Fiona come up with, and I'm sure it's going to really benefit the show going forward for here.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Fiona, I've obviously got a huge amount of time and respect for. She's been in loads of shows that we love. We've even made a few shows that she's been in. Most of our stuff we've made, she's been in at some point. Sarah is hugely involved in drama and has been for a long time, so radio drama is obviously the natural progression for her. I'm glad to see she's really grabbing audio drama by the scruff of the neck, you know, always getting involved in stuff, and a real talent as well, as they both are. Both female presenters. Is this your liberal leftist agenda coming through?
Not necessarily, you know, just I genuinely thought that they were the best people for the job. Having given it a lot of thought, and there's loads of people out there who could have done a great job. But
yeah,
part of me, you know, I am passionate about that as well. And one of the most exciting things about audio drama in the last year is the increase in the amount of female written and female produced shows. I think we're seeing, you know, big strides forward in this area, and we've always talked about it, you know, how important we think this is.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, having them as presenters is going to be a good thing, because, you know, if you're a female wanting to get into something like this, it can be intimidating, because you know what,
the
you know,
boys
some
club.
Of these, yeah, old man's club, you know, the mansplainers club, especially when stuff like equipment and that's concerned. And you know, I don't think audio drama's been like that, but a lot of mediums are. You know, they're very, very cliquey.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to encourage people to jump in, as well as all these great role models and female-produced audio drama now that you're seeing as well. So it's just another positive, I think. If you're still interested in following our own audio adventures, we're doing the audio drama, a Scottish podcast. It's a bit sweary, so it's not for everyone, but it's an audio drama. It's funny, we do a podcast, or we've done a podcast the last couple of years about making audio drama, and now we do an audio drama about making a podcast, because this is a story about a couple of guys making a paranormal investigation podcast, and you know, hilarity ensues.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to keep up with us in an audio form, that's where to find us, scottishpodcast.com. We're obviously still going to be active online, so there's the Facebook group, on Twitter at Yap Audio. The Facebook group is Audio Drama Production Podcast. You can still contact us at the email address, as well as Fiona and Sarah. So if you want to speak to us, it's podcast@audiodramaproduction.com. So we're not going anywhere. We're just standing aside and giving somebody else a shot and looking to grow this podcast to sort of the next level.
And you know what? We've made a lot of friends as well. People that we'll continue to talk to in every capacity, not just audio drama as well, you know? Too many to name here, but it's been a really enriching? It's been a really good experience.
Yeah, yeah, know? Absolutely.
And I'm really proud to have been a part of it.
Yeah, so if you're that way inclined and you're local to us, we live in the east coast of Scotland, we're planning to get together for some audio drama drinks. That just really means drinks. But,
it does.
You know, the people that are drinking are audio drama people. That's happening in Edinburgh in the town centre on Saturday the 4th of February 2017. So if you're listening to this episode before then and you're local to the area, or maybe you're not local and you're prepared to travel, then you are very much welcome. Again, just drop us an email, podcast@audiodramaproduction.com, if you want to find out more about that. Or if you're in the Facebook group, there's an event created for it. So just mark yourself as going, and we'll see you there. But that's Saturday the 4th of February.
Can't wait.
And that's through the day. It's like, I think we'll start about 1 p.m. So you know, people could go whenever they want.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's more a day thing than a night thing, but I dare say it might continue.
Are we sharing a hotel room again? Or
we could do. We've shared many a bed before.
Yeah.
But we'll keep that for our other podcast.
Uh-huh.
Just a few other wee things I wanted to mention, because we've not actually got together and had a chat for a while with the last episodes that we'd put out.
Yeah, that's true.
I wanted to say a huge thanks to some new patrons, some people that are supporting us on Patreon: Elizabeth Campbell, Chris Garrett, Richard Brooks, and Paul Satan. So thanks very much, guys, for making a wee donation, sending it our way every month, and you know, we're certainly going to keep that open, because we do need to fund the podcast after all. So audiodramaproduction.com/support, I think, is where you can find details on that. But thanks very much to Elizabeth Campbell, Chris Garrett, Richard Brooks and Paul Sating.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. And there's an email from Jerry.
Yeah, do you want to read this one out, Robert?
Why not?
If you scroll down on the old document we've got here, you'll see...
Hello, Robert and Matthew. I've been working my way through past audio drama production episodes and feel like we're old friends. I have about 10 episodes to go until I'm up to date, so if the podcast ended after a punch-up in the car, my apologies. I really didn't know.
He was close. I mean, it might still.
We got down to some Greek wrestling, but not quite a punch-up. I appreciate that you mainly focus on independent productions, but perhaps listeners are unaware of the handful of English-speaking radio stations around the world that still produce audio drama, and that's apart from the BBC. And he's included some links to the stations that he's talking about, for instance, Ireland, New Zealand, Guyana, and a few others, and we'll put them in the notes.
St. Lucia and Trinidad and Tobago. Trinidad and Tobago love their football team in the mid-90s. There's a...
classic.
Random fact for you.
So
we'll put links to all those stations, because I had a wee look and, you know, I'd heard of none of these.
Right.
And we'll put links in the show notes at audiodramaproduction.com. But thanks very much, Jerry, for getting in touch with that. I'm sure the listeners will find it really interesting, as do we.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening. And, you know, you nearly did call the end of the show with a punch-up, but...
Yeah.
And one more thing as well, I posted this in the Facebook group, and you might already be familiar with this, but there's a website called mypodcastreviews.com, and it was set up by podcaster Daniel J. Lewis, and it's a really good little tool that, you know, like if you're on iTunes, you're always clicked into like an iTunes store, so it might be the UK store or the US store, and if you look at your audio drama's reviews, you'll only see the reviews from that particular country. So, like, if we wanted to check if we had any reviews in Canada, we would have to select the Canada store. We'd have to look at that.
Yeah.
I think it's 155 different iTunes stores. So if you were interested in finding out all the international reviews that your podcast had, it's going to take you quite a lot of time.
Yeah.
But with this tool, and it's a tiered service, so there's, like, a free level and then there's a paid level.
Mm-hmm.
I signed up, I'd been meaning to try it for ages, so I stuck our audio drama in there, a Scottish podcast, with a free level you could put one show in there, but if you pay for it, you could put multiple shows in, and yeah, you just take the, you find the show in the website, select it, and then it just loads up all your international iTunes reviews. So we had reviews in like Australia, I think we had one in New Zealand, we had one in Canada. I'd only ever looked in the US and UK stores before, so
yeah,
I would never have seen them. And it's just a really great tool, you know. It's a good time saver. If you're on the paid service as well, I think you could add Stitcher into that, and you basically just get an email every month with all your like new reviews. So,
wow,
it's called mypodcastreviews.com. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, but I thought that was worth mentioning because, you know, we all like to see new reviews coming in and get our ego massaged a wee bit. So it might be useful to you and your own audio drama endeavours.
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much for that one. That's a really useful one. And yeah, I'm the same. UK and US, and those are the only countries that really exist, right?
I mean, yeah.
Apparently not. There's other countries.
Two-state world.
Yeah. So, useful. That is if you're interested in reviews and download numbers. There are some people who famously... don't bother looking at them, and more fool them, because I like my ego being stroked.
we're approaching the end. I just want to say a massive, massive thank you to the listener for supporting us in everything that we've done. We're eternally grateful for it. This podcast wouldn't exist without you.
Yeah.
And I just hope that you give, and I'm sure you will, give Fiona and Sarah the same level of support and encouragement as you've always given us. And, you know, here's to the future of this great medium.
Yes, thank you very much. And keep making stuff and keep talking to each other and keep improving. And it's a bright future for all of us.
Hello and welcome to episode 1 of the Audio Drama Production Podcast. I'm Matthew of Yap Audio and I'm joined by my partner in crime, Robert.
Hello there.
And on a weekly basis, we plan to just sit down and have a chat about all aspects of audio drama production.
It's a DVD and it is Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Oh.
And we'll send that to them.
I'm more of a barter system than myself.
Right.
And my voice is gone.
Because you've gone so far back in time.
Yeah. We started the Facebook group as well.
Oh, yes.
For just discussion about the episodes, basically, and to get the listeners together. And so far, we've got one member, Robert. The three of us can chat about all things audio drama.
Yeah, and maybe Scottish football, if Matthew's keen on that. Who was it? Who was it last week that won the DVD Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit?
It's lovely to be outside, actually. It's a sunny day. Summer is finally here until 4 o'clock this afternoon. So what a pleasure it is to be outside without a jacket.
And what are the chances of any grass cutters, lawnmowers, gardeners, anything like that being in the area? I do wonder. Stay tuned and find out.
Hello, we're sitting in a 1955 Buick wearing Max. And we're what's the word? We're staking out a premiere in. Sister Act 1 and 2 on DVD, a combo, is going for $5.95 on eBay right now. That's incredible.
Of course, the guy turned up cutting the grass. I mean...
He's been to your door. You're not home. So here he is. And there's the lorry carrying the biggest load of soil you've ever seen. What the...
This, why?
I mean...
On a Saturday?
On a Saturday in an industrial park.
Especially, remember what I said earlier on about... what did I say earlier on again? I've forgotten.
Something, audio drama, something. Yeah.
A very special milestone. It's episode 50.
Sister Act 2, which a lot of people will say is superior to the first one, which is unusual for a sequel, for a film.
We were interrupted by, and this will be absolutely no surprise to you, someone cutting the grass.
And it's like the shed hat, which has solved a problem, as you say, when you want a cross between a shed and a hat. I was in London. I was at Leicester Square when it came out at the cinema, and it had its premiere in London at the Odeon there, and had this huge poster of Whoopi Goldberg with her legs showing, being all sexy.
Every shortly. Vehicle in the local authority's fleet is out in force, and here comes another one. Maybe we could write a sequel to Sister Act 2 or something. See if we could pitch that. Sister Act 3, the audio drama.
You wouldn't fancy us in a fight, would you? I'm not sure that the Ukraine army would have anything to benefit by having us on their side. I'm sure they're doing all right without us.
Best one will win a DVD, a copy of Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
I was quite happy. I thought, well, that's the grass cut. What can possibly go wrong? So out of all this area, the entirety of the roads department turned up on the road, literally outside the window. For the first time ever, they're actually replacing a streetlight, and I've never seen that happen, ever.
A very special centenary episode this time around, that's right. We are 100 years old exactly, aren't we, Matthew?
I think we need to do a more Americanized intro.
Hey, this is the Audio Drama on Fire podcast. Oh yeah, I'm so stoked to be here. Yeah, Hogan knows best.
Except on the subject to racial equality, allegedly.
Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, starting Whoopi Goldberg.
We could get together on Yahoo Chess and play each other.
Yeah. I did used to play drafts on there once or twice, but then I got asked if I wanted to do dirty things, so then I had to stop.
Drafts?
Yes. Like, hey, how's it going? Great. Want to get naked?
And 6 square feet of grass. That the thing he's sitting on is almost bigger than the grass he's cutting. So he's doing donuts right now, because he doesn't really have anywhere to go.
What was that book you read again? The one you mentioned at the beginning?
The Power of Habit.
What do you think the follow-up book could be called?
I don't know. I dare say you've got a suggestion.
Back in the Habit. Because you're getting back in the habit, and that would be a good good book title.